Good morning. This morning we are going to look at the word joy comes in the morning. Yeah. Over the years I've always wanted to kind of bring a lesson on this. I thought about it and I've always realized each day, we ought to be joyful. Joyful that we live in a country where we have the freedom to come together, like we do now, to worship the true and living God. With that, I want to read this poem. If you knelt beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the things you gave your life to fell apart, you're not the first to be acquainted with sorrow, grief, or pain. But the master promised sunshine after the rain. So you know we got something to look forward to. You know we live in a world where there's always so much crime, hate, jealousy, greed, you just name it. On and on. But this morning, our lesson comes from Psalms 30, verse 5. It says, joy comes in the morning. David, he experienced as many ups and downs, triumphs and sorrows as anyone. He had seen it all as a shepherd, giant slayer, folk hero, warrior, fugitive, exile, father, king. He was certainly no stranger to the unexpected and unpredictable nature of life. But in everything David did, referred to in the Bible as a man after God's own heart. In Acts 13:22, it says, he kept his eyes on the Lord. When times were tough, he cried out to God in frustration. And when God was faithful, David lifted his voice in praise. Today, believers are encouraged by the life of transparent of David, who proved too much more than just a warrior or king. David poured his emotions into poetry, music, and the joyous times, hopeless moments, and every season in between. We know these songs today as the Psalms. Psalms 30, verse 5 in particular. It offers the insight into the promises of Jesus' resurrection and renewal that we can see joy in the morning after the darkest night. For years, David had been on the run from King Saul. As a fugitive, he had faced tremendous afflictions, persecution. It was in this season that David wrote some of the most honest and emotional Psalms. Psalm 51, 54, 56, 57, 59, and you can go on, 142. Even though God had delivered David from the hands of his enemy, including Saul, on numerous occasions, after ascending to the throne, David grew complacency and spiritually lax, fantasizing himself secure. According to the treasures of David, when God's children prosper one way, they generally try another. For few of us can bear unmingled prosperity. As David grew himself assurance and satisfied during a season of prosperity, God intervened, challenging him to return his eyes to the Lord. Unlike many, however, David understood that his struggle was not God's trying to tear him down. Rather, God was humbling his servant and allowing him to be tested as a means of growing and strengthening him. This, of course, aligns with the theology of James, who wrote, "To consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its works, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." That came from James, verse 1, 2, and 4. In the midst of David's personal struggle, when things seemed darkest and most uncertain, he wrote, "For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning." As anyone who has experienced a lifetime of heartaches and godly favor, David wrote from experience, knowing that any pain, anxiety, and struggle he would face in life were only temporary. No night lasts forever. The sun will always shine, and the sun will always rise. And with the dawn comes the blessing and the favor of the Father, who is hard at work to bless, strengthen, and deliver his children. David has seen this time and time again. Life may not be perfect, comfortable, or free of pain and struggle. Not even for the most faithful servant of God. But in the midst of our pain, uncertainty, and fear, God is always with us and working for us. We may feel hopeless, discouraged, and afflicted in the moment, unable to see the light. But as Jeremiah prophet wrote, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a river bank, and roots that reach deep into the river. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by the long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they never stop producing." Jeremiah 17, verse 7, 8. David would continue, "You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have loosened my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout comes in the morning." In many ways, the writing of David in Psalms 30 mirror the emotions of Christ's closest followers following the crucifixion. For Christ's disciples, the death of Jesus was more than just a tragedy. It would have been a devastating blow to their confidence, their faith, and their hope for the future. After all, their best friends and leader had just been murdered. Would they be next? What kind of fear had seized them in the moments that followed? They had seen Jesus perform miracles. Why hasn't he saved himself? Was he really who he said he was? Had they been following the wrong guy? What kind of doubt filled their minds in those moments in the upper room? What would happen next? Where would they go? What did they have to look forward to know that Jesus had come? Fulfillment of Christ's power or understood the scope of he had come to accomplish on this earth. Even today, absent an understanding of God's power and plan for one's life, it's easy to fall into the same kind of derailing fear, doubt, anxiety, and despair. However, when we understand who God really is, remember what he has done for us, and recognize that the crucifixion was always meant to be followed by the resurrection. The tragedy of the cross, like any struggle we may face, becomes a temporary night with a beautiful dawn already on the horizon. In moments like these, the word of David carried even more meaning. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Well, a shout of joy did come on the morning of the third day, when the ultimate resurrection of Jesus Christ, an event that would forever turn a mourning into dancing. From that moment on, the tragedy of the cross was notified in the joy of the resurrection. And any pain, struggle, or fear we may face is notified in the hope we have in Jesus Christ. And Corinthians 15:55-56, we read, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Many are saying to me, "God will not deliver him, but you, Lord, are a shield around me. My glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountains. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear through the tens of thousands assailing me on every side." That's Psalms 3, verse 2 to 6. "After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace call you to his eternal glory in Christ. Will him himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you?" That comes from 1 Peter 5:10. "Do you not know? And have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary. And to him who lacks, might he increase power. Though youth grow weary and tired, and various young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Do you not fear? Why, I will redeem you. I have summoned you by your name. You are mine when you pass through the waters. I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze." That comes from Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. May God bless you and keep you in your darkest night and moments. greatest fear and uncertainty. May you see his face in every moment today and find hope in the promise of the most beautiful dawn that is already on its way. A morning filled with joy. Amen. This morning, if you hear, you never obeyed the gospel. Have you never experienced the joy, the love that David had for his love and Savior? You're missing out. You're missing out on something in your life. And if you don't repent and put that joy back in, your life will always be empty. So if you here this morning and never obeyed the gospel, we're here to assist you. Brother Bob, he's got the word prepared. All you have to do is come forward as we stand and sing.